State semifinal softball from Akron's Firestone Stadium saw the Garraway Pirates move on and punch their ticket to their first ever state championship game by the final score of 10-4. The Golden Bears would actually take a lead in this one, 3-0, thanks to an RBI single and a couple errors in the top of the first inning. But the Pirates would tie it up in the bottom of the first, thanks to a three-run homer by Kylie LaCroix. They take the lead for the first time in the bottom of the third inning, thanks to an error that allowed Kayla Miller to score. But the Bears would tie it back up at 4 in the top of the fourth inning, thanks to an RBI single by Cheyenne Reese. But then it was all Pirates. They sent 10 to the plate in the sixth inning. And one ended up scoring 6 runs thanks to an RBI double from Jalen Jimenez, as well as Krista Miller, and 2 RBI doubles from True Tango and Kylie LaCroix, who finished with 5 runs driven in on the ball game. That's how we got to our final score of 10-4. Audrey Miller gets the win for the Pirates. She moves to 11-7, going 7 innings, giving up 4 runs, 1 earned on 8 hits, striking out 9 and walking 3. Meanwhile, Olivia Wofford will take the loss in this one for Gibsonburg, going a third of an inning, giving up going 5 2/3 of an inning, giving up 9 runs, 8 earned on 6 hits, while striking out 4 and walking 4. With the win, the Pirates will move on to face off against Tri-Village, who beat Doubton earlier in the day. That game will be Sunday at 11 o'clock at Firestone Stadium in Akron. Their record improves to 20-10. Gibsonburg's season comes to an end with a record of 19-8. For the Pirates, 10 runs, 9 earned on 9 hits, 3 errors, they strand 5. And for the Golden Bears, 4 runs, 1 earned on 8 hits, 2 errors, they strand 9. Once again, the final score in this one, it was 10-4. The Pirates get the win and will move on to face Tri-Village in the state championship game on Sunday at 11 a.m. at Firestone Stadium. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Jake Seidel.